Ed Michalowski had his lawsuit against Dan Rutherford, the treasurer, tossed out a little over a week ago, and I think it was June 4th. And the judge in the case gave Michalowski a week and a day through today to refile. That's what's happening this morning. We gave the treasurer an opportunity to come on and address it as well, and he chose not to comment, at least at this time. And attorney Dana Kurtz on the Michalowski team joins me now. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for coming on. What is new in the filing this morning that wasn't in before that's going to make the judge think it's a worthy case this time?
Well, the judge didn't think that it was not a worthy case the last time. We actually asked for leave to amend, and procedurally she dismissed it without prejudice so that we could amend it, and this is the date that we asked for. So we're adding RICO claims, which is in addition to Title VII claims for sexual harassment, but racketeering claims is basically based upon the fact that Rutherford and others were using state resources for political gain, and under the RICO statute, it is a form of organized crime to intimidate and coerce employees to do political work, make contributions, attend fundraisers, reach out to donors and request campaign contributions.
Yeah, you can't. This is the George Ryan problem. You can't run a campaign office out of the office you were elected to serve in.
Exactly.
All right. Now, here's the thing, though, Dana, and you know this. The original reporting on the dismissal of the case before with an opportunity to refile, by all accounts of the reporting, was also based on a lack of evidence.
That's not true.
But that's
not the case at all.
But you do agree that's what was reported? You're just saying none of that reporting was true?
I think the headline from the Sun-Times was that it was tossed out to refile.
Well, I'm looking at a CBS 2 story here and an NBC 5 story in other places.
Right. So on a motion, the defendants had filed a motion to dismiss, and I was brought in the case to assist. And these are the kind of cases I do. And based upon the evidence, including the pattern of racketeering, that is what we have alleged. And it'll get played out in court. We think that there's plenty of evidence to prove those claims.
All right. So as you go forward with this, I mean, obviously these are very serious charges, but I want people to understand it's not just Rutherford that's named here. It's also Kyle Hamm, the chief of staff, the state of Illinois, the treasurer's office, Romney for president, and so on. What's the ultimate goal here for your client?
Well, the ultimate goal is to bring forward and to bring justice not only to Michalowski, but to the citizens of the state of Illinois, because the defendants, as alleged in the complaint, have been using state resources for political gain. And that is a violation of several laws.
Right. But there's also cash involved here. Would he settle short of that? Would that be considered by your client?
Settlement is always considered.
Okay. So these claims are, you know, as I said, very, very serious. And it's if these prove to be true, it's a remarkably stupid way to run one of the most important offices in the state of Illinois, especially based on past history with the Ryan situation laid out right before you as well. And whether or not you agree that George Ryan should have or should have not gone to jail, he went to jail for specific reasons that are very similar to what's cited here. Would any sort of Ryan precedent be brought up by you guys?
I don't know about Ryan precedent. I mean, if you look at Ryan, Blagojevich, politicians in the state of Illinois, I mean, in the criminal context, they have been charged criminally for violations of RICO. And the RICO statute also allows for civil provisions.
Was there a consideration to bring the sexual harassment case separate from the case of misuse of political funds, or was there an intent to file together?
Intent to file together. I mean, the fact that Rutherford is using not only state resources, but essentially demanding employees contribute their time and also demanding that they engage in, by him hitting on them and engage in sexual acts. I mean, so there's a pattern of misconduct as alleged in the complaint. And to some extent, they are related. So,
right. Now, obviously, witnesses verifying claims would avoid the my word against his word kind of thing. Can we expect that'll be part of your case?
There are witnesses to both the sexual harassment allegations as well as to the political corruption allegations.
Any response from Rutherford's office in regards to the charges yet for you guys?
No response as of yet.
All right. What time's your press conference?
10:30.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you handling the questions forthrightly, but you understand that just for the sake of the audience understanding both sides of this, you know, there's got to be a clearing of the air on all sides. The case is, I mean, it's just, I got to tell you, in reading the complaint, it's just stunningly stupid. And, you know, for the sake of the state of Illinois, I would hope that some of it's not true, but you don't bring these things up lightly. So there's obviously two sides to every story, and Rutherford needs to speak up at some point.
Well, and we've seen stupid politicians go to jail in the state of Illinois, so
yeah. All right, and the RICO piece is obviously a very big piece of this as well. So, again, Dana, I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
That's Attorney Dana Kurtz. She's representing the Michalowski side, part of the Michalowski team, against Treasurer Dan Rutherford. The sexual harassment claims in this are dramatic. And again, if it's not, if somebody can't stand up and say that they were also victimized in this way, I don't know that those are provable in any way, shape, or form. And frankly, that's more about Mr. Michalowski than it is about you and me. For the state of Illinois, it's charging Rutherford with just a gross misuse of the power and the reach of his office. And knowing Mr. Rutherford for, you know, quite a while now, it's dramatically disappointing if it's true. And that's why I'd like to have him on or have his attorneys on to at least present their side of this. And the rest of it will be aired out in court, I'm sure. But so people understand, this is a refiling of the case that was brought and dismissed temporarily with an opportunity to refile by today. You heard Dana say, the attorney say, that it had nothing to do with a lack of evidence, but I'll also stand by what I told you guys, and that is multiple reports by multiple media sources cited specifically that.